So, anticipation of functionality, this is probably the world's worst title for a talk, but I'm going to proceed anyway. And if I have a few minutes at the end, I'm going to talk about design patent damages because Apple Samsung keeps giving. It's the case that just keeps giving. First, anticipation. This is an issue, a real problem. In the good old days, anticipation was easy, right? A claim is anticipated only if each and every element in the claim is found in a single prior art reference, black letter law. The identical invention must be shown. In a 1997 case, this is a design patent case, the Federal Circuit incorporated that same standard into design patents. Design patent anticipation requires a showing that a single prior art reference is identical in all material respects. And then along came International Seaway, possibly the worst design patent decision from the Federal Circuit ever. So why is Seaway so bad? Well, I wrote a little two- or three-page article. It's in your materials. It goes into a lot greater depth than I will. But it involved what do you call these again? Crocs. So in this case, amongst many other things, the Federal Circuit said the ordinary observer test must be logically the sole test for anticipation. The ordinary observer test is the test for design patent infringement, right? If in the eye of an ordinary observer, two designs are substantially the same, then there is infringement. And the court said this logically must be the sole test for anticipation.